This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Joining us for a catch-up on a couple of things going on at the moment in Muswellbrook Shire is the Mayor, Steve Reynolds. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very good for a gloomy sort of start to the day. And Manly are playing the Storm tonight, so, you know, fingers crossed, you can only hope, can't you?
Yeah, the Storm will do really well, I'd say.
They got Cam Munster.
I had to say that, sorry, mate.
That's all right.
Sea Eagles scarf the other day, so, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're one of the people that wanted to strangle me with it. Yeah, Storm have got Cam Munster and Kafusi out, so that should help our cause, hopefully.
We'll see.
any help we can get. Anyway, onto more serious matters, Mayor. The Martindale residents, as you're aware, are not very happy, and we've revealed and I've spoken to you off-air about not one but now two privacy breaches. What are you going to do about it?
Look, things are being investigated at the moment and looked into, so we'll take all due process and go through that stages. I was made aware of it yesterday morning, and whether they're privacy breaches in that essence, with the submission coming forward, council will take that on board and act on it accordingly.
Has the General Manager, Fiona Pleasman, given you an explanation of how these two instances have happened?
She has. We've spoken privately, so at the moment, not willing to make any further comment until things are investigated and taken forward that way.
Okay, and the Privacy Commission has had at least one complaint that we're aware of. Will Council also refer the issue to them to investigate, or are you just going to keep it in-house?
Oh, no, mate, look, we'll take all due process and go through what needs to be done. There's no matter of any type of conspiracy or cover-up. What was submitted by the Greyhound Racing New South Wales, of course, has gone up online and their submission. So we'll take it. That's all I'll say at this point in time, because I can't comment on something that's being processed in investigation and council.
Yeah, and I should just reaffirm and point that out. The information that did go up on the website that we talked about yesterday was information supplied by Greyhound Racing New South Wales, not the council. The council did put it up on the website, and obviously it just slipped through the cracks and the checks to see that information go up there, and that has now been rectified. Now, as far as... Yeah, it was rectified by about lunchtime yesterday. So as far as the actual process goes, residents obviously initially were unhappy because the documents went up on Monday and they said they weren't notified, and now they've been told the notification period actually started yesterday. As Mayor, do you think 21 days is enough time to review over 1,000 pages, form opinions, correct what they think may be inaccurate, and send a formal response back in?
Oh, look, it is rather difficult, and as a councillor, we do deal with over 1,000-page documents as well in a shorter time frame to make decisions. This has been out there. The state significant development, such as open coal mines, etc., we get, 30 days. I don't know whether Fiona's touched on that as a council. This was notification period was for 14 days in our community participation plan, and we've identified and asked for an extension to the regional planning panel for 21 days. So it is frustrating, but all the information is there. There's some minor changes in amongst it, but everyone that, the applicants previously held meetings with the adjoining property owners and sort of community feedback. So,
yeah, but a lot of the information, Mayor, is new information which they failed to provide to you when they lodged the original development application. So there's a lot of new information to take in.
Yes, we do have to, and council themselves has to provide their feedback and the recommendation as well on that new information. So we have the same period. So any member of the public can make it. And people who have previously made submissions will be notified regarding the re-exhibition. So, yeah.
So you're saying it's in the policy and residents should maybe go to the independent planning panel and ask for an extension if they're the ones who can approve that?
Look, it is, and we can put forward a request to council, and we can follow that through. As I said, it's in our council adopted community participation plan. It identifies a 14-day period, so we've extended it to 21 days. That's, again, staff can be approached, and I'm happy to take any calls from any of the residents out there, as I've previously alerted to you.
So will you or council apologise over the privacy breaches?
Once we find out actually what has happened, I have to let due process take its course, and from there, most definitely, whatever is required and whatever the outcome, we will do.
Okay, so you're happy to take calls from these residents who, you know, as you've heard on air, have been voicing their concern. You're happy to talk to them at any time.
Look, I've I'm pretty approachable, and I speak to a lot of people. My phone constantly rings, and I feel the frustration on every DA. As you know, the other night there was a lot of frustration regarding a DA application at council, and that's it. That's the role, mate. I'm happy to speak to these people, but at the end of the day, there is guidelines in place. There is rules and regulations, and we have to follow them. If there's been a breach, we have to investigate them. So, they're the due processes that we have to take. But when it comes to talking to people and actually hearing their real-life issues and what their concerns are, that's what our role is, and I'm happy to take that on.
How long would you expect the investigation to take into this matter?
At the moment, just on a personal note, I'm in a little bit of leave at the moment, but I'll be speaking to the general manager still regularly, and I'll get an update on that.
Well, I imagine it's the general manager that has to do it, not you. You're the mayor who's not sitting
in
there every day.
Yeah, I touch base with her, so yes.
Mayor, one of the questions that residents have asked me to put to you this morning is what's happened to the independent acoustic report that council ordered as part of their review of this development application? Has that been completed? And also, will you release it publicly?
That is something I'll have to take on notice and get back to you, mate. I have not been in the office this week, unfortunately.
Okay.
Personal reason.
I'm talking with the Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Steve Reynolds, on Hunter Valley Today. We'll take a break and continue our conversation right here on 981 2NM. This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catruppi. My guest is still the Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Steve Reynolds. And Steve, the council meeting on Tuesday night dealt with quite a number of issues, including the proposed rate increase, which didn't go ahead for residential ratepayers.
It was brought to council and put forward as a motion that we approve only the rates for 2.5% as we apply fire part to the mining operations business, the power generation operations only, and exclude the residential and farming land from the increase. So, that was the reason. It was a last minute item that was brought up on the night, and so council voted and endorsed to give some relief to the farmers and residents of the area and only apply the rates to those other industries.
Was this a bit of a populist decision by Councillor Jeff Drayton, who did raise that amendment because it was a unanimous support for the motion?
Yeah, look, it's ideally, we've done the modelling around it now and we can absorb the difference in what we had planned. There's nothing major there that we can, we will look at some reductions to some different types of areas in council that where we'll have to absorb the money. But at the end of the day, it was unanimous to support the farmland and the residential. So it's a democracy. We have to go through that. And like I said, it was unanimous.
So are you saying some services may be reduced as a result to be able to absorb that cost?
There will be a reduction in some capacity. Where we find that money in council will be determined by ourselves, and we have a services panel being constructed at the moment through council to determine what the priority areas are for different things. But I wouldn't say essential services. Our essential services will go ahead. So it's also an opportunity for me to work harder and with the councillors to find extra funding and also, you know, put some pressure on for some extra grants to see these other projects out.
Yeah, well, Councillor Drayton certainly talked about after the meeting with myself about needing to sharpen the pencil and do a bit more work, and that's what the community expects of their council. So I imagine, as well as having a sharp pencil, he and yourself and fellow councillors will have the magnifying glass out and be looking for what those cost savings will be. Now, at the meeting...
It is only for 1 year, though. Let me make that clear. It's only for this 1 year. We will do a catch-up from next year onwards, which will be implemented into our long-term financial plan. So it's for this year.
Now, I did report on Wednesday morning that it was said to the council meeting this was going to cost about $250,000, but I believe the modelling has been updated and showed that figure isn't quite that much.
No, it's under that figure. That was on the fly. The CFO had the pressure on him at that time to reflect the money, the finances. To have done a little bit earlier would have been great to have the modelling done, ideally in the perfect world, but it's essentially less than that amount. And once we got the motion through with all the businesses, categories involved, the council went away and did their figures, rang me yesterday and told me the amount, which is slightly less. As I said, we'll sit down, but we'll absorb that for the 12 months. But it does mean that next year that it will be re-implemented back into the rates.
So, in other words, don't expect no rate increase next year then after getting a holiday this next financial year?
Basically, yes. We need to get back to our long-term financial plan. The additions to the Musselbrook South Public School were supported wholly, which will see the demountables removed and new building constructed. And we became a signatory of the public spaces charter. The local government's grant of $1 million for community infrastructure for local recovery grants was endorsed, with significant roadworks for the funds for several significant roads within our area to be upgraded that have been impacted. And of course, exciting thing. Well, another one of the exciting things is that the location for a proposed community park site in the north side estate development in Queen Street was approved. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of positives. There is that frustration, and I feel it. But it's at the end of it, we will deal with it. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll fix these issues. But we're doing everything we are. But have been elected to do in the best interest of the community. And as you've seen with the rates, the development of the house, the park coming forward, there are so many positives, the opening of the pool, the opening of the greyhound facility, the opening of the boarding house for the pets over on Sydney Street. So many positive things. We just need to focus on them and deal with these other issues and get an appropriate answer.
Mayor Steve Reynolds, thanks very much for joining me this morning and responding to that bit of news we've had in the last 24 hours and highlighting all those good things that are going on as well. And we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, mate. Talk to Sam.
That's Mayor of Musselbrook Shire Council, Steve Reynolds, on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.